With us this hour is Steve Larson. Steve, thanks for being with us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about your experience with cancer. Your mom was diagnosed with cancer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer when I was about a sophomore in high school, and went to Mayo's a couple times that particular fall. We survived it. The time that I graduated high school, my brother graduated 8th grade and went on to high school. That was her main goal, is to see her two boys graduate high school, and she did both. She passed away about 4 years ago now in January. So we've kind of celebrated her life and her dream of some fundraising activities. But, she was the heartbeat of us and inspired us to do a lot of neat things.
And she's now the heartbeat of your Knox County Relay for Life team.
Yeah, the Pink our Ribbon of Hope was started by Mom, for sure. It's probably 100% of all the aunts and uncles and cousins and relatives. Every year since Mom's been gone, we've had the pleasure of being the top team in this county. We raise anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000.
Wow, that's incredible!
Is our goal every year. The first year that she was gone, we raised close to $35,000.
Holy cow, that's amazing!
So our big fundraising event is our tractor show.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You've done this for a number of years, right?
Yeah, this will be our 6th annual tractor show out here at the Knox County Fairgrounds the first week or the first Saturday in June. This was Mom's brainchild. She went to what they call a summit in Chicago. She was at that time one of the chairmen for the Relay for Life and spent a lot of time with you here on the radio doing a radiothon, and met a guy in Wisconsin, and he was a farmer who inspired us to do a tractor show. She was there for the first one, exceeded her expectations, and then she wasn't there after that, so we kind of took it to the next level. Our tractor show has kind of gotten smaller. We tractor pull. We have people from about 4 to 5 states that'll show up.
Nice.
Last year we donated, I believe, $22,000 once we got all done. So.
And when is that event again?
First Saturday in June. So it's June 1st, I believe, is the first Saturday in June. It's always the first Saturday in June. It's always held at our out here at the Knox County Fairgrounds as well.
Okay.
So
now, if there's area farmers or people who have tractors, how can they get involved in this?
Yeah, so the best way to do it is I'm in the ag retail industry, so I always tell everybody you can probably find me somehow. Very active on social media. Pink Ribbon of Hope Tractors for a Cure is our Facebook page, and then reach out to one of the Larsons, either my brother or myself, on social media, and we can definitely get you in touch with that for sure.
Okay. Now, the Relay for Life, it's obviously very important to you. Tell us the importance of the Relay for Life. And
That was the one thing about us, is I learned a lot about it from Mom. With her being the chairman for a while and kind of the face of Relay for Life in this county, I got to see the backside of the stuff, behind the scenes look. And there's multitude of services that are provided by the American Cancer Society that Relay for Life raises money towards, such as a wig program. Mom was a recipient of one of those and definitely helped other women put in sources with that. I'm going to guess that you're going to talk about a Hope Lodge with some of the participants as they come in. And just those behind-the-scenes look of, it's more than just an event here in town. It goes deep, and it helps a lot of folks that may not have the resources that they need to help them get them through it.
All right. Well, Steve Larson, thanks for being with us today. Good luck at your tractor pull in June, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.